Blart, The Boy Who Didn't Want to Save the World, by Dominic Barker. Blart had never ever had a visitor of his own before. Well, at least not a human one. Sometimes the pigs had managed to get out of their sty and come to find him.
"What do you want?"
demanded Blart rudely.
"Boy," said a terse voice from under the cowl. "Know ye that I have come many miles through dangers across strange lands and seas to see you today, and what I have to say is of great import."
"Is it about pigs?" asked Blart.
"No,"
conceded the cowled figure after a short pause.
"No, it isn't about pigs."
And with those words, the stranger shook off his hood to reveal a bald head and a thin, craggy face adorned with a straggly white beard. But what was most noticeable about his face were his eyes. For such an old man, he had the deepest, clearest blue eyes. Eyes that briefly even silenced Blart.
"My name is Capablanca, and I am the greatest sorcerer alive today,"
announced the wizard, with more than a touch of pride.
"Do a spell, then,"
demanded Blart, who was not the kind of boy to go around believing old men were wizards just because they said so.
"Turn this table into a pig."
"What?"
exclaimed Capablanca.
"Are you deaf?"
said Blart.
"No, I am not," answered Capablanca. "But I'll turn you into a pig if you won't listen."
"Wow, great," said Blart. "Would you?"
The wizard was taken aback by this response. Sighing, he stood back and went very still. Time seemed to stop ever so briefly in the little room, and there was a flash of blue from the wizard's eyes and a swift blast of gushing wind. So swift that it might not even have been there at all. And the table did indeed become a pig. A surprised pig who immediately began to charge around the kitchen.
"Do it again! Do it again!"
screeched Blart in delight.
"No," said Capablanca. "I shall turn all your pigs into tables," he added menacingly.
Finally, Capablanca had hit upon a way of frightening Blart, who decided to shut up and listen to what the wizard had to say.
"I have come to take you with me, boy, to travel to far-flung lands, to undertake deeds of great glory, and to save the world from a terrible peril."